Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for September 10th, 2025. So we're going to have some breaking news for you here in a second. We got the producer inflation number. It is coming in. It is 1 minute away. What I thought I'd do this morning is show you guys instant market reaction. So right now, here's what we got in the stock market. We got the Dow Jones down 76. We got the other indices up a little bit. We got oil up 83 cents and we got the 10-year treasury up just a tad. Let's get over to see what crypto's doing. Crypto's up $1,700. So in just a minute, we're going to show the instant reaction to this news. Let's go over to the bond market to get a precursor on that. We are up 0.1. So let's see if the news has been posted yet. Let's get over to Bloomberg Calendar, and it is out. It is just breaking. Oh, look at this negative. Let me do a refresh. I don't want to do a refresh. Last reading was 0.9. Expected to come in at 0.3. We got a negative producer inflation, folks. This is fantastic news. This means, well, you can understand what it means. It means on so far on the producer side of the equation, inflation isn't really spiking. So what we have tomorrow is consumer inflation. We're going to go through that because we got a whole bunch of numbers through there. We got core CPI month over month, core CPI year over year, and then year over year and year over year. We're going to see how those fare, and we're going to do our analysis tonight. But here's what I came back with. Let's see, minus 0.1 across the board. You got to be kidding me. Well, I'm going to go to my AI. Here's what I forecasted. Here's what the AI system forecasted. They thought it was just going to be flat at 0.3 right through here. Here's what I thought the headlines were going to be. Month over month, 0.3, and then year over year, 3.3. It doesn't give us the year-over-year number, but these are fantastic numbers. Let's get over and see what the stock market's reacting to this. I thought that was going to be like that. So it's down 80, down. Usually the PPI doesn't have as much effect as the CPI, but I thought this time it would be a little more effective because we're trying to really tackle that inflation front. So we'll come back to that in a second. MBSs are liking this. Look at that nice spike right through there. That doesn't mean rates are going to come down. Usually what happens, what I wanted to show you guys is instant reactions. So you'll usually have a huge spike and then the data will get red and they'll pull out and do some different things. And then it'll come out and say, okay, here's where the data kind of resolves. And usually the markets kind of go back right in place with that data. Because last time we got a huge spike. Let's go back to last time. The last reading we got with the core and the core was 0.9. Core PPI, inflation on the producer side, was up almost 1% over a month. Now it's going down 0.1. So that's great news on that. So let's get over to this. Will start to teeter and stabilize. So we're up 5 points right now. So let's get over to the news that we're seeing. Mortgage demand jumps to the highest level in 3 years as interest rates drop sharply. Now I started taking the phrase plummet and crash and all those out of my YouTube titles, but we've got a nice little reprieve or drop in mortgage rates over the last, few months. 20 basis points or 25 basis points or a 0.25% rate cut in mortgage rates. Pretty good, pretty substantial. So let's get over to what the economists are telling us now or what the economy at a glance looks like. This is the data that the Federal Reserve looks at. So we got the PCE inflation now with the producer inflation coming in negative. This might take a little bit of a turn downward. So if we have inflation coming down, we got the jobs market deteriorating, this is fantastic news for rate cuts, folks. So that's going to go. Let's go over to the Fed rate watch tool. In 7 days, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. Let's see if this thing skyrocketed. Let's go down to the probability of rate cuts at 91%. So here's the probability of a rate cut. This chart right through here, let me get my head out of the way for a second, folks. What this chart tells us right through here is the probability of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meetings all the way through next year. Okay, so here's the meeting dates. And here's the federal funds rate across the top. Okay, right now, the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5 right through here. What everybody's saying is the Federal Reserve is going to cut. They're going to cut a quarter. Maybe they're going to cut a 0.5%, meaning they'd be all the way down into this range. This news might just teeter us into that realm. But right now, we have a 91% chance at least we're getting a quarter rate cut at the next meeting. So let's go back and recap the whole news cycle here. So we got mortgage rates. They're probably going to ease a little bit today or at least stabilize. The economic news we have right now breaking is core inflation on the producer side. We got core month over month and just the producer inflation, and they both came in much lighter than expected. Looks like we have a revision here as well. We got the core inflation. This was 0.9. If you saw that just a minute ago, it was revised to 0.7. So not as hot as a lot of analysts expected, but it has plummeted, folks. I'm surprised there's not bigger reactions in the market right now, because this is basically just putting a nail in the coffin of rate cuts. Now the question is, how much? So let's get over to the finalies. This is what we got on the mortgage MBSs. See, I told you it would start to kind of peter out a little bit. So I will be back midday. Alan and I will be back to show you guys how we do our slogan. And my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, let's cycle over to what I do and how I might be able to help you guys out. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report each day to help you guys understand what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So today what I thought I would do is come out and give you the producer price inflation numbers. And I thought I would show you it live. So hopefully you got a little bit of entertainment on this. But you know, when you show you live, it's nice where you can see instant reactions on the equity markets as well as the bond market. Because you have, look at the huge volatility you have. And this is why I usually don't try to do this in the morning. Because if you see this initially come out, usually this number, if the number is positive, you know, in a good way, you might see the markets rally 10-20 points, but then it just starts to peter out as the news gets digested. So at the closing bell, I'll give you a read on how all this ends for the day, but join me and Alan later today, because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, let's forward fast over to our website. I want to show you guys what we do and how we do things. So like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you if you're looking to buy or refinance your home. Okay, but we do have that slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30 different lenders. Now, what do we do? Well, the ingenuity at our bank, and this is why a lot of us, me and my colleagues joined here, is we're also a large, I'll just say a broker. Okay, so what we do behind the scenes is we've set up with over 30 different lenders. These are banks, credit unions, and mortgage lenders to assist you when you call. Because the biggest thing you're looking for when you call somebody is, or you get multiple quotes, is I want the lowest fee and the lowest rate. Well, here's what I'll ask you to do. We can do all that heavy work for you. Okay, so here's what we do at our system. When you apply with us, we are a lender. Okay, I'm a mortgage advisor and I'm a mortgage broker as well. What we do is we get you approved. Okay, then what we do is we go to a system, and we're going to show you that live today at 2:00. So join me and Alan. We're going to show you how we put in your data and how we scan over 30 different lenders to help you guys figure out who's got the lowest rate and the lowest fees. So let us do all the heavy working for you. So if you've already got a quote, upload the best quote that you got right through here. This is a loan estimate review. What you're going to do is click here, upload your loan estimate. Just make sure you have at least 3 weeks before you're closing, because I need 3 weeks to get your loan processed. But you're just going to upload your loan estimate here. Tell me what day you're closing. And I'm going to get back with you with a personalized video to explain to you what we can do. Can I save you on the fees? Can I save you on the rate, which is going to save you on payments? If I can save you on both of those, here's the promise I want you to make to me. If I can save you on the rate and the fees, I'm hoping to win you as a customer. Why else would you put your data into this? Okay, don't go back to that other lender, because you already gave them their shot to give you the best options available. So please keep them in check. Make sure you reach out to us in this for this system as well. But if you're looking to buy, you can't miss this program right through here. This is a program that'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. The benefit of this one right here is how it beats all the others. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien. There's no payments. So when you go to refinance, if you don't get one that's forgiven, you're going to have to pay it back. You're going to have to include it in your refinance. One, do you have enough equity in your house to, you know, pay off a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 down payment loan? And then when you finance another $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 into your mortgage, your new mortgage at the lower rate, your payment's probably going to go up. So it doesn't make any sense. So if you're getting a down payment loan or down payment program to buy that house, please make sure you get one that's forgiven and you don't have to make any payments. But last but not least, if you're looking to refinance, we have a system right through here. And this isn't too old, and we already have over 200 applicants in here. We've been doing this for about a month, month and a half. If you're looking for a refinance and you really are like, Dan, I can't just peg this. I don't know when to refinance, what's a good rate, all this. Just go to the refinance tab right through here and go in and put in your current mortgage data. And what I want you to do is put in a rate that you're looking for me to call you back when the rate hits 1% lower than where you are now, maybe 1.5%, maybe 2%, but put in your information. So what will happen is when you say, like, Dan, I'm at 8%. When the rates hit 7, I'd love to refinance. So, well, you should have called me already by now, because we could have got that done. But let's say you're at 7 and you want 6. Well, it's not there yet. So go in here, put in your information, and when rates hit 6, I'll be calling you. I'll be texting you and I'll be sending you a video to show you how much savings you are, how much what your break-even point, what the fees are, everything. We'll break it all down, send it back to you. And if it's something you want to do, we'll get the paperwork started and we'll get you locked in. If it's not, we'll just wait for rates to go down a little bit further, hopefully. So that's our report for today, folks. But let's do one last recap of this so you don't miss out. Let's see what the markets are doing right now. We have the stock market in the green. Okay, we got all green across the board. Cinderella story there. We'll go to the bond market. It is settling in right about up 7. Really not going to do much for mortgage rates unless this gets up to 10, 12, 15. This is a nice way to start the day, folks. So again, folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'd love to be able to work with you if you're out there looking to buy or refinance your mortgage. Join me today at 2 o'clock to explain to you guys and show you how we compare your mortgage offer with over 30 different lenders. Hope to see you there, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic morning. If you need some help with your buy or refinance, please reach out to us. Love to help. See you later, and I'll see you at the closing bell, folks. Bye-bye.